This is Kevin Burke from the Department of Kinesiology, Leisure, and Sports Sciences at East Tennessee State University. Thanks for joining Burke on Mayberry. I want to take this time to really say how much I appreciate getting the emails from you listeners out there, and I will respond to every email, so if you have something you want to say or just want to share something about the Andy Griffith Show or answer the trivia question, be sure to email me at burkek@etsu.edu. I really appreciate it. Let's talk about the next episode. This is The New Doctor, and it aired on March 27, 1961. It was written by Charles Stewart and Jack Ellenson. It was directed by Bob Sweeney. The New Doctor was basically an episode about a new doctor coming to town. He happened to be good-looking, and some of you may remember this gentleman that played the New Doctor. He played Dr. Robert Benson on The Andy Griffith Show. His real name is George Nader, and in the late 50s, he starred on a television series as a sleuth known as Ellery Queen in The Adventures of Ellery Queen. He also appeared on a lot of television shows and numerous other movies, most of those in Europe in the 1960s. But anyway, he comes to Mayberry, and basically what happens is he's spending a lot of time with Ellie Walker. And Aunt Bee and Barney and even Opie start to put in Andy's mind that, you know, you better watch this. You got some young, single, good-looking doctor who's in a profession that's similar to what Ellie's doing. And they're spending a lot of time together. You might lose Ellie. So Andy at first really just thinks, well, you know, there's nothing to worry about here. But everybody stays on him, and finally Andy starts to believe this. One part of the episode, he rushes over to Ellie's house and makes sure that she's going to go to the upcoming church social with him. And she says, of course she is. And what I find funny about this, and you don't see a lot of this in Andy Griffith Show, but you'll see it from time to time. This is one of the times where Andy is really being taken care of on the Andy Griffith Show, but he also is showing jealousy. And this is more of something you probably would see in Barney, you know, in the later episodes. But again, Andy shows the jealousy, and he makes sure that Ellie's going to go with him to the Saturday night social. And while he's doing that, guess who shows up? Dr. Bob. And he talks about taking advantage of Ellie's good nature. And basically, Ellie had been spending a lot of time with him and doing other things just to welcome him as being given the old Mayberry spirit. So Barney, you know, gets a little concerned, and he always thinks Andy just doesn't really get into it or care as much as he should. So Barney decides to go see the doctor. This scene opens up real funny because the doctor's standing there, and you see a body laying on the table in the doctor's office, and raise up, and it's Barney in a T-shirt and his deputy pants, and he's so skinny and thin back then. It's really funny to see. So Barney, you know, starts asking the doctor questions. The doctor looks preoccupied because he's taking Barney's blood pressure and checking him out in other ways. And then one of the comments the doctor makes is that he's never seen the blood pressure cuff wrap around so many times around somebody's arm. And so Barney starts laying little lines in about how Andy's a great guy, but he's insanely jealous, and that Ellie's Andy's girl. And the doctor's sort of listening, but he's also really looking at Barney. And then finally he diagnoses Barney, and that's going to be our trivia question at the end of the episode. And then Barney gets so concerned with himself, and the scene ends with, forget about Andy, am I going to make it? And so, again, Barney getting sidetracked. Then later on, Barney again is, he's snooping on Dr. Benson and Ellie, and at Andy's encouragement, Andy sends Barney over there. And so Barney goes into the drugstore, and when he goes in the door, the bell rings on the door, so they know he's there. And Barney says, oh, don't bother me. I'm going to get a magazine or something. I'll put the money on the counter. And, you know, this shows that Ellie has finally become accustomed to the Mayberry way, because you remember the first episode that she came in, she wouldn't let anybody handle the cash register. She had to wait on everybody. Well, she doesn't even bother to get up, lets Barney buy his own magazine. So, again, you see that Ellie's has changed to come to the Mayberry way, so to speak. But anyway, one of the funny things, there's a couple funny things that I love on Andy Griffith's show, and one is when Barney sneaks in, he does what I call the squat walk. He bends at the knees, and he walks sort of like a duck trying to sneak back to listen to what they're doing. Now, of course, what he did was he went back to the door, opened the door, and shut it, but stayed in the drugstore, so it sounded like he had left. So he does the squat walk back so he can hear. And he hears them making wedding plans. What he doesn't know is that Dr. Bob has a fiance, and they're making wedding plans. And he overhears Ellie telling Dr. Bob that Andy can perform the ceremony. So Barney goes, he's got this news in his mind that, oh my gosh, not only is she going to dump Andy and marry Bob. She's going to make Andy do the wedding ceremony. So Barney goes to leave, and as he gets to the door, he realizes the bell's there. So he's trying to quiet the bell, and he knocks it off the hook, drops it on the floor, and just takes off running out the door. And he almost gets run over by a car. He runs into another man on the sidewalk. It is just a hilarious Barney reaction to something happening. And so again, Barney runs back to Andy, and he's you know, going to give Andy the bad news and telling him what's going on. And here something else happens that I absolutely love to see on the Andy Griffith Show, whether it's Andy or Barney or both. Barney locks himself in the jail cell. So Andy's concerned now that he hears that Dr. Bob is finally trying to take over and ask Ellie for marriage. So Andy goes over, and again, it's a rare episode where you see Andy, you know, his jealousy's coming out. He's talking to Ellie about how their relationship's been going. And interesting, he calls Ellie Missy. I don't think you can get away with that today, but he calls her Missy. Maybe a parent to a child, but I don't think you can get away with that. In the background, you see Ellie's diploma. And this is mentioned in one of the earlier episodes. She has a PhD, and that stands for Graduate in Pharmacy. So again, you know, you got a doctor and a doctor here, and it's a natural condition that people would think maybe those two would get together. But Andy basically makes this statement, and Ellie realizes what's going on, and Bob just sort of sits in the background, stands in the background listening to him, and Ellie says, "It looks, sounds like you've basically proposed to me." And, you know, and Andy realizes that's exactly what he's done, and Andy just assumes she's going to say yes, and she actually says no. So, that, you know, it's not time, and Andy's relieved, but he's also embarrassed that he had actually been forced into a proposal by what he misperceived of the situation. And we talked about this in an earlier episode about Andy Griffith not really being comfortable with kissing women on television. So it shows Andy kissing Ellie on the forehead in a sort of forced rush kiss. And I think that's funny. Again, this episode ends on on the very end. You hear Andy and Barney coming into the drugstore, and you hear Dr. Bob and Ellie talking in the background, and you hear Ellie say, "Well, can I get a kiss?" And they think, "Oh no, they're at it again." They run back there, and Opie had fallen down, and Dr. Bob and Ellie were just fixing up, as Opie would say, his elbow. So again, the show ended on another misperception. So again, another great episode. And again, you get to see Andy acting jealous, and you also get to see Barney trying to take care of Andy, but still also misperceiving the situation. I want to talk a little bit, before I get to the trivia question, talk a little bit about the Andy Griffith Show. You know, we've always talked about how it's been popular, and one of the emails I got this morning talked about how the Andy Griffith Show continues to show family values, and this is the person that emailed was a parent and really wants their children to watch the show, and I believe they'll be able to watch it as long as television is running. One of the reasons that Andy Griffith Show is still popular and was so popular back in the 60s, it really created a new type of situation comedy. And really there's two types of situation comedies. You have your normal situation comedy, and basically you have, and we're all familiar with this sort of formula that goes on. You have some type of complication that generates a bunch of comic happenings in the show, and finally, before the 30-minute hour-long episode is done, the complication is resolved. Now, there's a lot more to it than that, but there's also other types of comedies. You know, and again, think of some of the situation comedies, and there's good writing on this by Richard Kelly in the Andy Griffith Show book. But you know, the Lucy Show, for example. You know, if you've watched many of the various Lucy shows, they were always comedic, had some complication come about that they'd have to resolve by the end of the episode. But there's also something known as domestic comedies. Now, domestic comedies, you may remember My Three Sons or Father Knows Best. And, you know, again, it was a comedy, but it was a little bit different. These domestic comedies have what we call well-rounded and carefully defined personalities. And what this means is that any one of them could be featured in a given episode. And if you look at the Andy Griffith Show, this happened quite a bit. While Andy Griffith was the strong central character of the Andy Griffith Show, you could take many different episodes and focus on someone external to Andy. It could be Aunt Bee. They almost opened most of the seasons with focusing on Opie, but it wasn't the central character. And really, the Andy Griffith Show, one of the reasons it was so popular is because of the focus could be on another character besides Andy Griffith. It sort of takes the pressure off, so to speak. One of the things about the domestic comedy, Horace Newcomb pointed out that who was a television critic, that peace, love, and laughter are the central virtues of the world of a domestic comedy. So again, peace, love, and laughter. Whereas your typical situation comedy will obviously have the comedy, but you know, the peace and love might not be a major part of that. Well, the Andy Griffith Show was really the best of both worlds. It was a regular situation comedy and a domestic comedy, and it really emphasized the domestic comedy. And you really see this once they get out of the first season, but you know, really did a good job of this throughout really most of the entire episodes. And again, not having to focus solely on Andy Griffith gave the show more latitude to do anything that they really wanted to. You may remember in the pilot that appeared on the Danny Thomas Show, Andy was by himself. And, you know, he was going to have to be the comedian and the fixer of problems. But when they brought Don Knotts in, what happened is, and you can tell this by watching Andy Griffith Show, that they developed a chemistry, I called it a marriage in a previous podcast, that turned into something different that no traditional sitcom had ever done. Now, Andy Griffith's character changed, and Andy Taylor became a warm and human person on this show. Unlike some of the other comedies where the people may not seem as real, Andy was a believable person. And really, in most sitcoms, they were so silly you didn't believe these people. But again, the main thing about the Andy Griffith Show, and Andy Griffith has said this over and over, one of the things about their show that made it successful is that they absolutely cared about each other. So again, some other things to the formula to the Andy Griffith Show that made it the success and the continued success. Now think about this. This show started in the 1960s, and we're in 2008, and it's still going strong. You can watch it every day. I watch it literally almost every day, and I probably could say every day, either through DVDs or turn on television and watch episode. So again, the Andy Griffith Show, I believe, will continue for a long time. All right, let's get to that trivia question. I think this is one of the easiest ones I've asked, and if you watch the episodes, you'll get this, and some of you will get it without even watching, because I know you're true fans of the Andy Griffith Show, and you like to deal in this trivia stuff. Here's the question. Barney goes to see the new doctor, Dr. Bob, and Dr. Bob gives him a physical. What condition does the new doctor diagnosed Barney with? What condition does Dr. Bob diagnose Barney with? Now, again, if you want to email me your answer, you're welcome to do that. And I'll tell you if you got it right. Or you can self-check on burkeonmayberry.com, where I've posted the answer to that trivia question. Again, I appreciate the emails. If you have any questions or comments about Burke on Mayberry, don't hesitate to contact me at burkek@etsu.edu. I really appreciate you listening. And as they would say in Mayberry, my best to you and yours, or as Gomer would say, lots of luck to you and yours.